Friends, welcome back to our subject stores management. And we now move on to our third chapter, and that is storage systems and processes. In earlier chapter, we saw stores organization, vocabulary officer, and so on. And now I will be discussing with you the storage systems and processes. Because I believe that along with people, efficient people, there should be efficient systems and processes. Because in that fishbone diagram, we know there are 5 M's. One is man, then machines, then methods, then materials, and then environment. We have discussed in the organization, we have discussed the main part of it. Now I will be discussing with you the process part of it, systems part of it. So this is the process flow chart, which partly we have discussed in chapter number 1 and 2, where the material which is returned is coming to the receiving stores, then other DCs are coming in receiving stores, vendor shipping comes to the receiving stores with ASN, that is advance supply notification, ASN. So all the materials are coming to receiving stores, all the material, whatever material is coming to the receiving stores. Then receiving stores will be sending the material to replenishment. What is replenishment? They will be replacing the material which is consumed. They will be keeping in the bins, and if there is no proper space in the bins, they will be keeping in the temporary location as far as near to the bins. But they will be keeping the material either in the proper location or in the temporary location, that is called as replenishment. Product preparation, replenishment, put away. What is put away? Putting the material in the proper location, that is putting away. Replenishment is more or less in the temporary location. But put away is in the proper location, which must be done on the day-to-day basis. Otherwise, there will be a big mess. Material comes and it must be kept in the proper rack, proper bin on a day-to-day basis, and record must be kept immediately, not in the second day or not afterwards. On the same day, the bin card should be updated. The store's ledger should be updated. Material must be kept in the proper location, and that is called as put away. Then, as I have told, quality control, that means inspection, also gets it done. Once the material is okay, it goes to the put away. Then from put away, it goes to waving. Replenishment goes to waving. Waving means groups of orders, customer wise or transportation wise. I group the orders. For example, all the orders required for gearbox, all the orders required for pump, fuel injection pump of the same type, are grouped together, and that is called as waving. Once the waving is done, I do the batching. What is batching? I collect all the orders and I find out a common component in that. For example, connecting rod or a bearing. Same type of bearing, I send the person to that particular zone on that particular bin, and he collects the all the bearings of the same type and keeps it order wise. So picking, batching and picking. Make the batch. For example, I have to go to one particular bin which is having 350 diameter bearing. So all those bearings I pick up from various orders. Now I know that I have to pick up 154 bearings. I go there, pick 154 bearings. So this picking operation, first weaving, that means grouping of orders, then batching, that means keeping making the batches of similar components, and picking. And then order wise I keep it, and then pack, label, pack, label, and then ship. This is the way how the process will be there. Material comes with advanced service, advanced supply notification, then it goes to. Then product preparation, cross docking. What is cross docking? Material, as soon as material is received, it doesn't go to the put away, doesn't go to here, it directly goes to the customer. If the material comes, it directly goes to the packing, labeling and shipping. It is called as cross docking. That means I skip all the steps and I directly take the material to this packing. That is called as cross docking. After packing, the material product preparation is done and then it goes to packing. Product preparation is done, it goes to packing. All this process flow chart is the system in that stores. Purchasing, a very well understood by everybody, is the function called purchasing. An open vendor receivable file should be installed to facilitate identifying purchase orders. Because every material which comes to receiving must have a purchase order reference. If purchase order is not there, material cannot come. It just cannot come. It will not be accepted there. It will be sent back. Material which has to come with the purchase order reference. Customer returns also should be authorized. Not everything can come. It should be authorized by the concerned people. The store's employees must spend time to figure out what they are to receive. They must have advance supply notification, that is ASN. Unless that ASN is there, they cannot accept the material. Otherwise, what will happen? Each and everything will keep on coming. Supplier will send whatever he likes and it will lie in the stores. It just cannot happen. Material must come with advance supply notification and with the reference of a proper purchase order, it must come. Then only, and stores of employees must be very strict on this. They must spend time to figure out what they are to receive. They must discuss it with purchase department that we are going to receive this, okay or not. Then next is presence of purchase order, receiver document, that is invoice, properly describing the items, properly describing the size, pack, color. If the invoice doesn't have this, there will be a waste of time of storekeeper. So if receiver document is properly describing the items, it will reduce the storekeeper's time. It also can greatly help in processing the transaction through record keeping and accounting, because if it is properly identified, there will not be any mistakes. Record keeping will be proper. Bin cards will be proper, stores, ledger will be proper. There will not be any discrepancies in the records. There will not be any discrepancies in the stocks. Order entry, that means customer order has come. For example, for spare parts, for example, for finished goods, customer order has come, it must be entered. Order must be entered before receipt of the product for its allocation to customer. Order comes, it is allocated to the customer. You have the stock of 4000, order for 200 comes, allocate it to that customer, 200. Then another order comes for 400, allocate it to the customer, that customer, and so your stock should be shown as 4000 minus 600. Allocate it. It is allocated. It is reserved for that customer. And then prior to dispatch, allocation must be done. Orders must be entered. Orders must be modified when there are revisions to the customer requirement. For example, customer says, no, I don't want 200, I want 300, I want 400. Then allocation should be increased. The orders must be modified. Otherwise, what will happen? Customer order fulfillment will be a problem. Order entry, order allocation, then earlier chapter number 1, we have discussed this very important receiving. It is the process of confirming that you received what you had ordered and you don't receive what is not required. Receiving is not the place where all unnecessary things are accepted. Receiving is the place where the things which were ordered will only come. Other things will not come, very, very clear. Data collected from receiving determines what your accounting department pays. For example, 100 quantity was received. From that, 10 were rejected. The accounts department will pay for 90 only. Very, very clear. And this data will go from receiving department, and accordingly only the payment will be done. Success or failure in receiving determines what you pay for your receipt. Because quantity of 100 was received, 10 was rejected. If it is not properly recorded, supplier will be paid for all 100, which will be your loss. There can be a complete mess if receiving department makes mistakes. The whole store's success depends on how efficient your receiving department is. If there is any inefficiency in receiving, if there is any success or failure, it determines the efficiency or effectiveness of your store's organization as a whole. It cannot have failures. It cannot have system problems. Otherwise, it will cut into your profitability. Very clear. Receiving department is the backbone of that store's department. Earlier I said stores department is the backbone of our organization. Now I say receiving department is the backbone of your stores organization. Success or failure in receiving determines what you pay for your receipt, and hence error can be very costly. And if the day-to-day errors are happening, your company will keep on losing in the profitability. Receiving is the backbone. good receiving begins with good labeling. What is label? Supplier must put a label of that identification which is official identification of that item. There must be a proper label. Tell your suppliers that unless you label, don't send the material. Even if there is proper invoice, if the material is not labeled, we will not take it. Tell them clearly, get suppliers to correctly label the product before it arrives, not after it arrives. Before it arrives, that means suppliers place only. Labeling should be done along with invoice. Proper invoicing, proper labeling, and without this labeling, material cannot come. How vendors ship product to you strongly affects the fate of your receiving operation. You should regularly track your vendor's performance in respect of wrong product, wrong quantity. That means the package comes. You open the package. Item label is something different, and inside the package, different things are packed. Then invoice says 100 numbers, 98 numbers are packed, and sometimes it goes to the stores like that. You should have a proper record of vendor's performance, because it is the heart of your performance. Because if it goes haywire, no control, whatever comes, if you keep on accepting, there will be a total confusion will be there. You should regularly track your vendor's performance in respect of wrong product, wrong quantity, defective product, damaged product, using wrong freight method, wrong carrier. You should call the vendor and reprimand him, because it upsets the whole system. There are vendors who are very irresponsible. They will be sending the material after a long follow-up, huge follow-up. They will be indisciplined. They will not bother about your company. They will be sending wrong quantity. They will be packing in wrong package. They will be putting something else which is not ordered. They will be putting an earlier rejected material, again they will send it to you just to find out whether you know it. Very funny people are there. You must regularly track your vendor's performance, because how they ship product to you strongly affects the fate of your receiving operation. I am putting a lot of emphasis on this receiving, because I know that if receiving is a failure, the whole store's job is a failure. A big mess will be there. Then next is inspection. In Bosch, I was in charge of this inspection, goods inwards inspection, and I know how important it is. Actually, I believe that inspection should be done by the supplier only. Why I should inspect? It is responsibility of the supplier to give me proper quality. It is responsibility of the supplier to give me proper quantity. Why not? Why should I check the quantity? Is he not honest? Is he a cheater? he has to remain with me for a long term. Then how can he cheat me? I believe in trusting him that whatever quality he gives is good. Whatever quantity he gives is accurate. I believe. I trust him. Inspection should be done as quickly as possible so that inventory can be put away and become available to fill orders. Okay. Inspection should be done. Why 100%? I will do random. I will do percentage inspection. Whatever. But the onus of quality, onus of accurate quantity must be with supplier. That is what I have been believing. But, okay, as soon as the material comes, I will get it inspected after the goods receipt note is done. And then, only if the material is okay, which will be certified on the goods receipt note by them, them means quality assurance people, and then it will go to the raw material stores or it will go to the stores. Then put away. What is put away? Keep the material in the proper place. It is a process of taking product from receiving and placing it in the most appropriate storage location. And this location will be indicated to me by the barcode. I will come to this barcode afterwards. The most logical first choice for put away is not to put product into the storage location, but rather to ship it directly to the customer via cross docking, which I have told already. What is cross docking? It goes directly to the customer so that I don't have to unnecessarily spend time in putting away. Give it to the customer. Let it come, go to the customer. Let it come, go to the production. Because put away adds price, adds cost. It is non-value added thing. So what I prefer is material comes, material goes to customer straight away, which I call it as cross docking. I believe in cross docking if possible for every item. Material comes, it directly goes to the customer. Material comes, it directly goes to the production shop. And that is what I call it as cross docking, which is preferable to put away. This cross docking means loads are received and sorted on the receiving dock and then transported directly to the outbound dock. Alternatively, they can be located directly to active picking locations or eventual picking locations. Then storage. Once the material is put away, this becomes storage, where I have to preserve the parts, where I have to identify the parts, I have to count the quantity, I have to see that the quantity is not pilfered, I have to see that the quantity is not damaged, I have to see that the quantity is preserved from any rust, deterioration, I have to see that. So properly designed racks, properly designed shelves can help to overcome the problem of space shortage. You must watch the storage space allocated to each item with the volume that needs to be stored. For example, the volume that needs to be stored is only 100 parts. You cannot give the space of 1000 parts. It is a wastage of space. And alternatively also, if we have to store 1000 parts, it cannot have a space of 100 parts. Otherwise, it will be lying elsewhere other than the proper location. I will be compelled to keep that material in temporary location because it simply doesn't have place there. Very, very important is storage. Storage space, preservation, properly designed racks. Replenishment. What is replenishment? I have told already that I have to, when a prime location is assigned to an item, often there is no enough room to accommodate the entire inventory. So excess inventory is kept in a temporary location. If you use a peelable label to chain the reserve location to the prime location, inventory can be found and transferred easily. For example, I could not find the space to keep the part in the proper location. I put a peelable label on the material and I say that proper location is 62CD. So there also, in the proper location, I keep the peelable label that 1000 pieces are kept near the rack number 5, so that I am able to find out the material. Without an efficient locator system, you may lose the track of reserve inventory. You will find or you will feel that there is a shortage of material, whereas some material is lying somewhere which you don't know. So this replenishment is a continuous job where as soon as the material is consumed, you have to replenish it. From the temporary space to the permanent place. Keep on replenishing. Suppose you don't find the material, you may purchase. You may give the order. Give me 5,000 pieces. Whereas actually 5,000 pieces are lying there in your stores. But you are not able to find it. Your bin card shows that there is stock. But you are not able to find it. And then what you will do? In hurry-burry, you will purchase more material. It will increase the cost of carrying the inventory. Because every piece in inventory has its own carrying cost, which we will discuss elsewhere afterwards. So, efficient locator system should be there. Doesn't matter if you keep the material in the temporary location, there should be a system of connecting the temporary location and permanent location and replenish the inventory as soon as the place is created there. This is called replenishment.